know what day it is.
It's Valentine's Day.
Valentine's.
I don't really celebrate Valentine's Day.
Nothing makes sense on Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
All right, let's do the Lady A tickets at the Chicago Theater. It's Scotty and Emily in Cedar Lake. You are caller 19. You're going to play for these Lady A tickets.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. I say this all the time about country music. There are so many times a song can be interpreted as either a love song, a breakup song, or being about beer, depending on how you sing it.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you a couple songs. You're going to decide. I'm just going to give you the title of the song. You're going to tell me, is this song about love, a breakup, or beer?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Let's start with the first one. Shania Twain's You're Still the One. Is that love?
Love.
Oh, that is love. That was an easy one. Okay. Let's go with Miranda Lambert, Tin Man. Is that about love, breakup, or a beer can?
Beer can.
That is about a breakup. Sorry, I manipulated you into that one.
You kind of did, yeah.
I did. All right, let's do another one. How about Garth Brooks, The Dance?
Love.
That is about a breakup.
Is it a breakup?
Yeah, it's kind of got a double meaning. I know. It's like we breakup, know these songs, but you're like, oh, wait. Hold on. Is there another meaning that I don't know about?
I know. I'm like trying to sing the lyrics in my head real quick before. Yeah. Okay.
All right. One more. Are you ready?
Okay.
Let's do. I'll go through my list here. Okay. Could be tricky. Brett Eldridge, Love Someone. Is it about love? Is it about a breakup? Or is someone a beer?
I'm going to go with love.
I'm glad you did. You got it correct. Congratulations. You're going to go see Lady A at the Chicago Theater. How's that?
Oh, my gosh. So exciting. Thank you so much. You totally made my day.
Hold on one second. Let me get you your Valentine's Day gift.
All right.